Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Salini Impregilo 9 months 2014 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mario Ferrari, CFO of Salini Impregilo. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for joining the conference call. For the company, out of myself, there is the CEO, Pietro Salini, and Alessandro De Rosa, Deputy General Manager, Finance and Planning. I leave immediately the floor to the CEO, Mr. Pietro Salini.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. First thing is the good news that the business model we put in place, it is efficient and resilient to market challenges. Geographical and client diversification proved as the right edge against the risk that we face on the day-to-day business. The baby, which is the nine-month first report, it is on track to achieve 2014 targets and the one of the business plan. We have a solid operational growth, a strong trend in profitability, and a financial structure under control. The backlog that we have now is 28.7 billion, including the concessions. The new construction orders of 2.9 billion, plus 600 million received post 30 September 2014. We have a strong order pipeline where the company is the best offerer of around 2.3 billion. The revenues growth is 7% year to year. The EBIT margin is 5.9%, which is much better than the guidance. The gross debt improvement reached 200 million of debt reduction. The net financial position is now influenced by the net working capital seasonality, but we expect a substantial improvement by year end. 300 million of advances, I mean advance payment, are still to be received on the existing contract already achieved. An additional 300 million are linked to the contracts that are in the waiting list in the pipeline for the offer, which we are the best offerer. Synergies program is fully on track. All the 2014 targets are confirmed. We have revenues in this September 30th are amounting to 3.88 billion. We have an EBIT of 182 and a net financial position of 411 negative. The new orders and backlog evolution. I told many times that this type of company cannot be judged quarterly on the life of the cycle of the orders intakes, because of course this is randomly taken during the life of the tender procedures, and the client often takes the maximum amount of time in order to fully satisfy all the procedures. So far we have achieved around 4 billion of contracts, including the concessionary, but with the pipeline that we have outstanding for contracts to be awarded, we are confident that we can meet the target that were to maintain the same amount of contracts obtained last year. Last year we obtained most of the contracts during the December period, so we think that the end of the year will bring some other news. We have a certain number of contracts that I will mention that are the principal one, the Abu Dhabi Highway, the Lima Metro construction, the Brennero Gallery, the Isarco Gallery, even on the same Brennero, in Slovakia Highway or in Switzerland contracts, in the Poland S8 Highway. We also get a certain number of variation and share increases amounting for around 1.5 billion. And after the 30 September 2014, we obtained another around 560 million of contracts that are mainly due to Denmark Metro City Ringen, the Poland Highway, and the Cleveland Dutchway Tunnel. The main operational, key operational highlights, this is that the solid increased bidding capacity of the company. We have a proof that the commercial synergies between the two companies now fully merged are now shown by the numbers of tenders that we submitted. We were named a preferred bidders on 5 tenders for a total value of more than 2.3 billion that are now waiting to be awarded. A further 3 best offer with high probability that are worth more than 1 billion. Tenders submitted today, as I told you before, are awaiting outcome and that are not included into this pipeline, are around 2.8 billion additional tenders that we do not know what is the result of. I will give for the key financial highlights, to speak at Massimo Ferrari, which is the CFO of the company.
Thank you. Just to give you the sense of the growth and the visibility that we have on revenues and marginality, the slide 7 shows the increase in revenues in the period, an homogeneous period, around 7% of increase and as Pietro told, we are totally committed to achieve the target of an increase of 10% of revenues on 2014 numbers. Significant increase we achieved also on marginality, both on EBITDA and EBIT, and net income that increased by 5% in the same period. Slide 8 shows the capital structure with the net financial position that has been affected by the increase of the net working capital, and we will see a breakdown of the net working capital and net financial position in the period. It's very important to underline the leverage ratio that is around 0.34% in terms of net debt and equity. As Pietro told, we reduced the gross debt of around 200 million in the 9 months of 2014. In the slide 9, you can see the breakup of the cash flow, starting from the net financial position of the end of 2013. As you can see, the cash flow from operation is around zero, with a small decrease of 22 million, most of that coming for the working progress advances and receivables that are the confirmation of the increase of the operational activity of the company that is growing. Regarding the CapEx, we are totally in line with the expectation. We should close the year around 220 million. We spent 182 million in the 9 months of 2014. Just an update, also in order to give you the time of Q&A on main events in the slide 11. It's very important to underline that the business model works also in terms of hedging to Forex. The impact of Forex in the 9 months is very low, of course, excluding the exceptional events of Venezuela already accounted in the first half of 2014. In the 9 months where the currencies had a significant volatility, we didn't have any material impact in our numbers. The synergies are running according our expectation, according the trend showed in the first half of 2014. And regarding the buyback, most of you already know the number. We acquired around 3 million shares starting from November the 1st. I give the floor to Pietro for the operating guidance and the outlook.
The most important thing that we can of course confirm and reaffirm the operating guidance that we gave at the start of the year. The targets, I will briefly remind you, that were revenues up 10% versus 2013. We are at the 9 months at 7%. The target of 10% is confirmed. The EBIT margin was given as a target of more than 5%. We are now at 5.9%, which is significantly higher and above target. We think that we can beat our estimates of EBIT for the guidance that we gave at the beginning of the year. We have the construction orders which were in line with 2014 as a guidance. We are on track considering orders received post-September 2014 and orders where the company is placed at the best offer. And for the net financial position neutral given at the beginning of the year, that I remind to most of you that were present at that time, was around 100 negative. It means that it was the financial neutral. We are confident to meet the 2014 target, considering that the net working capital cycle and the expected advance payment on existing orders and new orders that are coming in. So we think that we have good news for all of you that remain invested in our company and for the one who want to do that now.
We are open to any questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Apelli Giuseppe, Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I have three questions. The first one is regarding margins. We saw very wealthy margin, 5.9% in 9 months. I would like to know if there is some release of provisions that you have to consider in order to reach this level of margins. My second question is regarding the scope of consolidation. I would like to know if something has changed compared to first half, and also if something has changed in terms of IIS principles. The same question is also related to the guidance, so we can rely on guidance that are based on the same accounting principles used in first half and in 9 months. And my last question is on Todini, if you can give us an update on the sale procedures, what's going on, and also an update on the exposure in terms of net financial position of the company and also in terms of intercompany of the debt of the company. Thank you.
Okay, let me start with the accounting issue. Anything change from the first half of 2014? There are no change in the perimeter of a consolidation. Regarding Todini, we are working on, and when we will have some news, we will disclose, of course, the news regarding Todini. Regarding the margins, the
yeah, so, just please. As far as Todini is concerned, can you give us an idea of what is the net financial position of the company and also the intercompany debt, the update of at the end of September? Thank you.
The next question is from
sorry, I have just to finish the answers regarding the margins. The improvement in the marginality comes from a mix of non-performing works that are close to expire, and the increase of new works that we started that have a significant marginality.
Yes, Alessandro De Rosa speaking. There is also the effect of the better performance in terms of savings and synergies. We have an improvement in terms of synergies and reflects on reduction of overheads.
Regarding the intercompany between Todini and the Salini Pregino Group, there are no significant change from the first half. On the operational side, Todini is at break-even in the third quarter, and we are committed to go in the same way in the last quarter.
Thank you.
The next question is from Dottora Alessandro, Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good evening to everybody. Just if I may have four questions. The first one is related to the synergies, cost synergies that you expect to achieve. You can give us an idea of the current year-to-date level of synergies achieved as of September 30. The second question is on the cash, the liquidity. If you can give me an idea of what is the so-called trap liquidity that you have. The third question is on the debt refinancing. If I remember well, in July you simply said that you are going to plan some debt refinancing, so if you can give us an update also on this. And the last point is on CapEx. If I understood well, after this 9-month investments level of around 180 million, we should expect slightly more than 200 million by year end. So if you can give us an idea of CapEx for 2014-15. Thanks.
Let's start with the synergies. Our target for 2014 is around 70-20 million euro of saving. We are preparing a plan as we announced for 2015 in order to speed up the achievement of the target of the industrial plan. Regarding the liability management, probably we will disclose in December the target is to increase the maturity of the debt and, of course, to reduce the financial charges in the next few years. We are working inside and with some banks in order to deliver before the year end. Just a moment for the other question. Regarding the CAPEX, the guidance for 2014 is around 220 million.
Okay.
And we confirm a slowly pace in comparison with the business plan numbers. We still don't have the number for 2015 because we are running the budget process in these weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but do you expect any significant pickup in order to realign in 2015 to the average CAPEX that you planned in the business plan?
No. Significantly lower, more close to the number of 2014.
Okay. And
regarding the cash, okay. Alessandro can give you...
About the cash liquidity position, we have around 900 million of cash liquidity position.
And the amount, which is linked to JVs and consortium?
450 million are at JV level, and the other part is at group level.
Okay. Very clear. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Pramuti Bruno, Banca IMI. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. Part of my questions were already answered, but I have some left. The first one regards the capital expenditure, the reduced guidance. To what in particular is linked? So it is a matter of material assets. It is a matter of something else. To better understand if perhaps you now are assessing that the need of CAPEX, the structural need of CAPEX for the group is lower than previously imagined. So what are the reason behind the reduction in the CAPEX? And the second one relates to the markets, in particular the Italian markets. In the last few weeks, I would say, it seems that there are some signs of recovery, and more, above all, more optimism, but it is difficult to see the real reasons for this. So I would like to understand if you are looking some sign of improvements in Italy for 2015 and 2016 compared to the quite negative scenario that you had in the last few months.
But this is Pietro Salini speaking. I will start from the CAPEX. The CAPEX figures that was averaging into our business plan was around 400 million per year, which of course are on the high side if you judge it against the 2014 results. We thought it was safe in order to foresee all possible worsening into the cash position, taking into account the maximum level of CAPEX that was required to make a dam in a very remote area of the world. So we book it for the maximum possible expenses and in achieving new contracts that we of course put inside the plan. So we may expect that these figures will be beaten. But as I told to the analysts and also to the investors before, we want to keep safe and we want to play that things and remain like that into the plan. So let's say that we may have some upside coming from that area, but that upside we want to earmark for the worsening scenario, some possibility that we do not figure out now. So we want to have some room in order to make allowances for possible worsening of different scenarios. And to come to Italy, of course, we are much more positive now that we were at the beginning of the plan. In the beginning of the plan, we didn't put any accent on the exploitation of the Italian market because we didn't think that the Italian market could be a market inside the four-year span of the plan. Now we are much more positive, and we are working and we are increasing our capacity in Italy. We are increasing our turnover in Italy. The Genoa-Milano high-speed train is producing full speed now. We are entering inside the production also of the Verona-Padova high-speed train, which is going to start into this year. which was, of course, absolutely unknown at the time that we were preparing our plan. There are certain numbers of work that we are starting. To tell you, the Metro of Milano, it is now at full speed. Yesterday, we took the two TBM outside of the hall, concluding the first part of the Metro and arriving to Forlanini, which is the first part of the job. We also had the ability to conclude, and I think next week they are going to inaugurate the last tunneling in Salerno-Reggio Calabria. So we are increasing our working pace inside the market, inside Italy, and we think that we will have some good surprise from it.
Okay, thank you. If I may, one last question regarding what's going on in Panama, if you can give us an update on that.
Yes, in Panama, as I tried to explain to everybody, Panama was an heritage coming out from a different era, and we managed to limit our losses and to bring this scenario in front of an international court instead of having to make a litigation inside the Panama state. So we now have an arbitration in Miami, which is much safer than having an arbitration in Panama with the Panama Canal Authority and owning only the Panama Canal. So now I think that we have much safer scenario. The Panama Canal Authority poured the money inside the project. So as soon as we think we will have some good result from the arbitration, we can immediately offset this money against the decision of the judges. So it will be a different scenario. For the pace of working, we are working full speed, and we are committed to finish the Panama Canal for the end of 2015. So it is something that is visible now. If you go in Panama, you see that there are all the gates are already in place, and we are working very hard in order to accomplish what is one of the largest, if not the largest, project in the world.
Thank you.
The next question is from Song Arini, Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I have four questions, if I may. I think the first is on EBIT margin. I think you mentioned that there are some mix effects, which is perfectly understandable, with, you know, high performing work sort of rolling in. Can we expect this to be the new run rate for the remaining quarter in that case? So we will do similarly very high margins in the fourth quarter. Second is on cost synergies. I'm sorry I missed your answer to the previous question, but what was the actual contribution at the 9 months level? I'm looking for, because I think in the first half you did 17 million of cost reduction, and so I just want to know what the comparable number was for the 9 months. And thirdly, it's on your net financial position. You mentioned that you have 300 million already from the prepayments from the existing orders. Do you expect to be able to cash in all of that by year end? I mean, is there any worry that there may be delays that you may experience that may, you know, make it difficult for you to reach your target? And lastly, it's on something that I remember you mentioning at the very beginning of the year. I think in April, you said, I think there was some sort of 20 million restructuring cost involved with some headquarter relocations, et cetera. And we haven't really seen this cost anywhere up until now. So I just wanted to get a sense as to whether this is being booked somewhere that I'm missing, or you still expect to incur this in the fourth quarter or not. Thank you.
Let's start with the margin target. We cannot say anything on 2014, but of course, starting with a significant margin higher than the guidance, we are more confident to achieve the target and probably to go better than the target on marginality. The second and the fourth questions regards the cost and the synergies. Our target for 2014 is around 17 million. That is the achievement that we got in the first half. So we think we can maintain the same pace also in the second half of the year.
The
extraordinary cost we do not think we will have no recurrent cost in the next few months because we took some other decision in order to implement the synergies plan at headquarters level, but also for purchasing processes for its quarter and also for the works. For the advance payment, it's very the most difficult questions because it's not in our hand, but we are doing everything we can do in order to cash in before the year end. I think Pietro has some other...
Just to add something, because of course it's very difficult to analyze and to give, let's say, the sense of what we are working for and what we do expect for and what we have done in the past. So the very important thing that everybody has to consider that we don't have millions of clients. We have less than, let's say, hundreds, but less than 200 clients. So this means that any one of them is capable to make a difference inside the cash that you have in a certain specific period. Quarterly basis, it may be inside this quarter or outside this quarter, being perfectly a good client. For clients that gives you 200 million in advances and they pay you 2 days before or 2 days after, you cannot, of course, blame them, because we have to consider that these are the clients that we face. And working in 55 countries means that we have to maintain that clients, because they're the only one that we may face. So it's important for us to keep a very good relationship with them and keep all our targets inside the availability that they may have in terms of days in payments. What we expect from the advance payment, this is important to understand the forecast of the net financial position at the end of the year. We are waiting now for contracts that we have already in hand, so it means contracts signed and fully performing. We are waiting 300.3 million of cash that are due by the clients. Let's say that they could pay now, tomorrow. It's a matter of days in which they have to pay these amounts of money. We have advances foreseen for new contracts we just signed, Cleveland or the contracts in Poland or the other contracts that we have just into the hand of signing with our clients for another 323. It means that this is theoretically and even possible to be achieved before the end of the year or slightly after, that are 323. It means that the differences in advances so far with the contracts that have been already in operation and the contracts that are just awarded or in time to be awarded in the next days, it means a 600 million of cash difference. And this is not only in the net financial position, but also you see that in the net working capital, which is very important. So this is a release of funds that also is the investment into net working capital. We have also other advances that are the one that are linked to most probably the best offer that we submitted, that are still 135. We have contracts that we are probably the best offer, but we are not being communicated as best offer so far by the clients, and that the amount of money which is linked to this contract is 135. And there are 220 million of advances which are linked to bid we have submitted, but we do not know anything. So it means that this amount of money, all of these had a different probability, and different probability of being paid in and within the end of the year, but it's a significant amount of money. If you look at the total of it, it's around 800 million. So starting from my financial position or 410, and imagining that you have, of course, the cash generation from operation that is linked to the third quarter and some easing into the net working capital, which is due to seasonality and other reasons that are linked to the cycle of the works, which is normal, we have to add the possibility of cashing in as much as I told you before. So this means that the net financial position by the year could also be easily beaten if some of these things happen contemporaneously, or remains, let's say, as the guidance we said. This, I think, is what I can say on that, at the most of the precision I can give you.
That's very clear. Thank you very much. But can I just double-check, Mr. Ferrari, your full-year target for cost synergies, you said 17 million?
17, right.
So no additional
cost
cuts? No. Okay. Okay, that's clear.
No,
thank you very much.
In cost, but no addition in saving, of course.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Take
it. As a reminder, those who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. That's star and one. We have another question from Totora Alessandro, Mediobanca.
Yes,
please, go ahead.
Good evening again. Sorry, just a clarification. On page 18 of the presentation, the 9 months results, on the net financial position, if you can clarify the trend of the current financial assets of the SPV. If I understood well, probably you made a mistake on the line, because I guess that the current financial assets is 600 million, while the net financial position should be 176, so the negative item. But if you can explain what is the current trend of the current financial assets of the SPV, which is steadily increasing starting from the beginning of the year. Thanks.
Just a moment, we are checking. Mm-hmm. Sorry, there is a mistake. There is no, it's wrong, current financial asset. This is the net financial position of the SPV. Negative, so net debt.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so...
Thank you very much.
Okay. we can adjust the sign. So if you can explain, because I see that this item, the current financial assets, now reached around 600 million from the around 200 million that we saw in 2013. Is there any specific reason for this trend?
Yes, most of that come from the prepayment of the Metro of Riyadh.
Mm-hmm.
that started to cash it in 2014, and then also from Venezuela, from the Tocoma Dam, I think. As you know, we didn't mention, but this is another good news, as many of you already know. We have been paid from Venezuela both in bolivares and in dollars, and the Tocoma Dam, that is a joint venture, we cashed in around 85 million euro in the last few months, and in our share, for our share, of course, that is around 40%, and we are waiting for some other cash in by year end.
Okay, so the other gap versus the first half number, which are these 300 more or less million, is related to some other payments that you get from other SPVs?
Yes, around 100 million come from Panama, from the agreement that we signed in June or July, I don't remember. All the shareholders of the consortium of the GPC financed as the client, as Pietro told before, the works.
Okay. And just to clarify, the debt related to the Panama is still consolidated, or you are you have deconsolidated or planning to deconsolidate that debt?
It's proportionally consolidated. The number that I gave you is our share.
Okay. And are you planning to deconsolidate Panama, or we remain with this accounting? Sorry.
No, we don't know. Of course, we have to discuss with the auditor by the year end the new accounting issue, and we will see in the next few months.
Okay. Thanks.
Mr. Cellini, at this time there are no more questions registered.
Thank you very much for all of you. See you next time.